K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again, back again. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on Thursday, December 11th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest women's basketball postcast edition of this podcast. It's your first time listening to this podcast again. Thank you for checking us out here. Thank you for taking time out of your day to check out this podcast. We are winding down 2025 all together, and however you want to look at it, can't wait to get the rest of the year in the books here. Of course, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast here, and there is a change. Obviously, I'm working on that change coming as well. I might have to do a test run on this. We're going to get Alex back on the original feed. Yes, Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast there as well. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. Maybe that's going to have to be something I'm going to have to figure out within the next couple weeks before 2025 wraps up. Try to get him back on one last time before the year wraps up. Get his thoughts on the football season and what has transpired ever since the beginning of the year. We'll get into all that and so much more in the upcoming episodes of this podcast. It's Everyday Podcast. Yes, K-State, your K-State Wildcats, every single day, whether that's football, women's volleyball. Oh, we got big news out of women's volleyball. Kind of a little stunning news, but at the same time, again, with a transfer portal, that's your clue. That's your hint right there. Not a surprise there, but our attention's on the K-State women's basketball team, the non-con home finale in K-State. After that, all that momentum, after all that momentum gathered, upsetting Ole Miss, you lose to San Diego State yesterday at home, 64-53 in the non-con home finale, the non-con home finale there as well. And on top of that, you lose a 15-game winning streak snapped in the month of December. Does that really matter? Well, I guess it does. at least on these notes, anyways, there as well. San Diego State getting their sixth win of the season and dropping K-State right back to 500, 6-6. I don't know any much about San Diego State basketball. But damn, you would have think that after all that, you beat an undefeated Ole Miss team, top 15 ranked team, and you come home, and maybe there's a little concern about playing basketball games in the morning. Now, I don't know what it is about that, but in the past, when playing these early in the morning games, our teams ain't ready to play. And just like right here, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, just like right here, you lay an egg at home. The San Diego State now is 6-3 on the season, but they got some good players apparently here with a pair of ends here. Nat Martinez and Naomi Pachibon, 22 and 20 points. They combined 42 points in this win. 42 to 64 points there. That does not help the cause either. We cannot slow them down there in this basketball game. As well as K-State women's basketball drops their sixth loss of the season already. 6-6 for the women's basketball team here. And when you score 8 points in back-to-back quarters, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it either. And usually K-State's quarter, we call it here on this podcast, say it with me. The third quarter, they only scored 8 points. Second quarter, you only score 8 points. That will do it right there. That will do it right there. The lack of offense, that will do it right there for you. Guess what? We'll take a look inside the box score. San Diego State, 64. Kansas State, 53. Eddie Greer for the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Yeah, K-State. Yeah, actually, K-State went off to a good start. Led by 7 at the first quarter. I'm thinking, all right, we got these jokers, baby. Come on now. And then 18-8, San Diego State outscores K-State in the second and third quarters there. In a combination for K-State, 16, that's easy math there. Let me see if I can do some quick math here. 27-16, close enough. 27, I think that's right. 27-16, doing some quick math in my brain here, here on this Thursday morning, 27-16 in the two quarters, difference of the game, right there, San Diego State. There as well, back to Nat Martinez, 6 of 10 from the field. Meanwhile, Naomi Pachibon, 7 of 15 from the field. Both of them lit up K-State from downtown. Martinez, 6 of 9 from downtown, 3 of 6 from Pachibon. Again, the combination of these two. Martinez, 22 points. Naomi Pachibon, 20. And that was it. That's their offense right there. That's our offense right there. Terran Sides led K-State to the Energizer Bunner. Oh, my goodness. Energizer Bunny here. 16 points on the morning for our Sides. 16 and 7 there. She was 3 of 6 from downtown as well in the ball game there as well. Brandy Harold off the heroics of upsetting Ole Miss. Thinking of football, I'm sorry. Harold, 8 points. And again, yeah, Terran Sides was the only person in double figures yesterday morning. And then you had Tess Heal and Anaya Foy had 7 each apiece. Also on the score sheet, Janessa Cotton, Gina Garcia. Let me see here. Azalea Arenas only had 4 points. And Jordan Spezer shut out. 22 minutes in the game for Spezer. 0 of 5 from the field. And she did not attempt a 3-pointer. That is strange right there. Coming off a career high for Spezer there last Sunday in St. Joe, at St. Joe right there. You're missing some points there from her there as well, and you lose. She's not the only one to blame. She's not the only one to blame that, but you lose by 9. That's big right there. But anyways, K-State, let me go back here. K-State only shot 33% for shooting from the field. Same percentage from downtown. They're in a small game, 12 second chance points, 20 points in the paint, 16 fast break points. The lead changed 4 times in this game between San Diego State and Kansas State. 12 points off of turnovers, and you got 18 bench points in spite of that. They're in the ball game as well. And it was a great crowd, actually, for this 11 o'clock game. So, shout out K-State Nation for showing up yet again. But the ladies' team did not deliver right there as well in this ball game there as well. But K-State does have one more game for a Big 12 play. Again, we're going to know a lot. Again, we're going to figure out this team here before too long. Conference play is right around the corner, and so is the 2026 season, 2026 calendar year. There as well, Tess Heal. We're gonna hear from the players throughout this postcast edition of the podcast here. We're gonna see. Let me see here. Tess Heal will start with the veteran, the only senior of this team, and we're actually gonna go to what they need. She talks about what they need going into conference play. They got, remember, K-State has one more non-con before Big 12 play. Quote, Tess Heal, senior, K-State. Quote, I think it's just an improvement on that mindset. And like Taryn said that intentionally, Creed's really good. They're a really good basketball team. They're in the Big East, and they've have some success so far. Going forward, they're going to be really tough, and we play at Creighton. So it's always hard to play on the road, and we need to go and play a lot better. So we go into conference play feeling confident about ourselves and how the season might end, end quote. As well, so yeah, we already got, so there you go. So Tess already gave us who they're going to play. Terran Sides here after the ball game, quote, I think it was really just the intensity at the end of the game when we are getting after it. That's the type of intensity we need to play from the get-go and maintain that throughout the game. We can't get down by 15 or 20 points and then expect to be like, oh no, now we got to go. We need to have that focus and intentionally the whole game, end quote there. And apparently they missed a lot of layups in this game. And she talked about that. I'm not going to talk about that. I won't mention that. That's not really, I mean, that's one of the other reasons why they lost. All them layups missed there as well. So Creighton next. And yeah, I'm along with that. That's really same for the men's basketball team too, for that matter. That could be the same set as well for them, because not getting off those good starts, and then you're like, oh, shit, you know, it's time to go. It's too late. Yes, you can see We see some wild ass comebacks in the past, but that's not good. You put yourself in a hole against good teams, you're not gonna, you usually don't come out, you usually don't come back, right? So again, the ebbs and flows of this basketball team, again, learning from the mistakes, and again, you would have thought that win right there would have carried him through in this game, and unfortunately it did not. So now you got to go on the road and play a very good Creighton team, and that is going to be this weekend, Sunday, 2:30. Of course, we'll have the postcast per usual, and this is going to be a FS1 televised game. So let's see. No, I will not, because I'll have probably had Red Zone on. I have it on the radio. I have Brian Smoller on the radio. So 2:30 on the road, the last non-con game for our Big 12 play. Creighton on the road for the ladies basketball team after losing to San Diego State yesterday morning in Bramlage Coliseum. The Pearl Watcher Podcast, once again, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily. I'm just record K-State content again, folks. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And there could be a return on the main feed for Alex A., my co-host for the podcast. there's a reason behind that. So I'm trying to figure it out now. I'm trying to see what is going to happen to all of that. But I might have to do a test run. If not, then I'm going to have to figure something else out there as well. But I will get Alex on here before the end of the year is over. And then hopefully, moving forward, we'll just start from there. Go move forward from right there. But yes, we thank you so much again for your continued support all year long on this K-State Athletics Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is San Diego State winning yesterday in Manhattan, 64. Kansas State 53 on the ladies' basketball side of the coin. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.